Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve Goldstein, our friend, he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Big Panthers news today with a coaching change, and Goldie is joining us now. Hello, Goldie.
By the way, you know, Tom and BNT did my windows, as you know, Hawk. They did
a great
job.
I totally forgot. I did. I forgot.
Remember
that's
that?
A,
yes.
That is correct. It's a little bit a little bit more relaxing during hurricane season, right?
It is a huge, let me tell you, it makes a huge difference, and the windows on my house look they look great. So you got nothing to worry about now. So yeah. It's definitely highly recommended.
Let's talk about it, Goldie. You know more about the Panthers and hockey than all three of us combined. So I'll start with Andrew Brunette. He doesn't keep the job. There's rumors that he'll be offered some sort of significant role with the organization if he wants it. But your thoughts when you find out that Andrew Brunette will not be the head coach, never really loses the interim title.
Right. Well, you know, the longer it went on, I can't say it's shocking. You know, Brunette himself said after the season at the final day, you know, media gatherings, that he's got to go back and talk to his wife. And, you know, he said at times during the season that, you know, this really, you know, he said this publicly that, you know, well, yeah, this is a weird situation. He really sign up for this. So he's just going day to day when people would bring up the job. You know, he'd only been an assistant coach for a few years. His track and successfully was more in the front office in a management role for as high as assistant general manager in Minnesota. So I don't know how everything went behind the scenes of how much he wanted the job, how much they wanted him to have the job, and all those different things, if there was ever a negotiation or whatever the case was. But, you know, the longer it went on, the more it didn't surprise me. And the fact that the Panthers, and this is no fault of Andrew Brunette, because you can only, you know, you only have experience based on what you had an opportunity and been able to do, is for them at this point of the franchise where this team is to go get an experienced guy that's been around a long time. You know, honestly, it's not a total shock.
And Goldie, just talking about, like, you know, maybe coaching himself into the job, but the one thing that jumps out to me is the struggle in the power play. We talked about it through the playoffs. We talked about it a number of times with you. Like, was that one of the biggest knocks against him, was the power play versus the Lightning?
Yeah, well, the first thing, let me say, and you know this very well, Crowder, because you played at a really high level, you know, the coaches can only do so much. They're on the sidelines, they're behind the bench, or they're on the bench in the NBA. You know, Andrew Brunette did not score on the power play and did not shoot the puck enough and did not try to make the same seam pass over and over again that, you know, Tampa Bay was reading very well. Now, that said, what the coaches can do is put players in the best position to succeed. And he himself said after the series, perhaps he waited too long to make any changes on the power play. That was something that was keeping him up at night and will probably continue to keep him up at night should he have made some changes earlier. In retrospect, sure. Yeah, it didn't work, so he should have. So, you know, I don't think they made a coaching decision based on 30 power play attempts in the postseason. But, you know, to your point, that was a big factor in losing earlier than anybody thought. And whether or not any changes he made would have worked or not is totally, you know, that's the hypothetical question. But, yeah, by his own admission, he probably should have pulled the trigger a little bit earlier and shuffled some things around.
So tell us a little bit about Paul Maurice and your opinion of the hire. I said at the beginning of the show with Crowder, and, you know, admittedly, I don't know as much about hockey as I do other sports, but it seems to me that Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu and Bill Zito, their thought process in bringing in Coach Quenneville when they did was, we've got a decent roster. We want a veteran, proven coach. And then, obviously, with the Coach Q stuff at the beginning of the season, Andrew Burnett really didn't fit that bill. And when I look at Paul Maurice's history, that seems to be like the guy that would fit the original casting for the job, if you will.
100%. I agree with you totally. I think that's exactly what they've gone out there and done. You know, how much they looked at other candidates, I don't know the answer to that. Obviously, from an abrasiveness standpoint, I don't know if that matters or not, but you've got John Tortorella. Then, to a lesser extent, you've got Peter DeBoer. And then you've got the guys that have been around and been successful. Although Maurice hasn't won a cup, he's been to a cup final and been to a couple of conference finals. So I definitely think that's the case. You know, and here's a guy that didn't need to coach again. You know, he stepped away from Winnipeg during the season. I don't think, unless it's the perfect situation, that, you know, Paul Maurice was 100% going to return behind an NHL bench. You know, Paul Maurice is like a genius protege, if you will. He was like Mike McDaniel when he got hired. As a 29-year-old, he was the head coach of the Hartford Whalers back in the 90s, in his 20s. And he moved with the team to Carolina, and he was with Carolina a couple of times, and he was with Toronto, and in the last 9 years in Winnipeg, where they made a conference final, made the playoffs most of the year, did not get over the hump and win a Stanley Cup. So you're right, from an experience standpoint, this guy's been around the league for, you know, parts of four decades now, and he's a really smart guy. I mean, he's like above and beyond as far as just a bright person, and that does translate into his coaching. And the other interesting aspect when I saw the reports, if it is true indeed, it's not official, but if it is Paul Maurice, is he's had great success with European players and a lot of Finns. And, of course, the Panthers, you know, with Barkov and Lundell and some others, and Tuomo Ruutu, who's an assistant coach on the staff who played for Maurice in his prime in Carolina, it's pretty intriguing because – you know, a guy like Paul Maurice has an ability to get the most out of guys. And I think at this point, like, he's got nothing to really prove personally. He's not looking for the next job. Like if he's the coach here, he's just coming because he thinks he can win. Like, there's no other agenda with him at this point in his career.
And Goldie, another topic that me and Hawk talked about earlier was keeping Brunette in the building, because they said they're going to offer, you know, we don't know what job, but we're assuming it's a front office job. But keeping Brunette in the building with Paul Maurice being there, is there any kind of uncomfort level looking over your shoulder if that ends up happening?
Yeah, yeah, that's an interesting thought. Now, I don't know if, you know, Andrew Brunette has a chance to stay on the staff as an assistant coach. One thing about Bruno is, you know, there's absolutely no ego there. He is, you know, team first guy. Was like that when he played. So I have to think that if they do come to the decision, both sides, that he's going to stick around in some capacity, I would think both sides are going to be very comfortable that wouldn't be the case. Because I think if either side gets an inkling of that, like if Brunette thinks I'm not going to be happy and I'm going to be wondering what's going on, and if the team certainly thinks that Paul Maurice won't be comfortable with it, I don't think an agreement would end up happening. Now, who knows? Maybe Brunette sits down and, you know, talks to the new coach and they decide they want to work together and he's a main assistant. You know, I really don't know. I just do know that, you know, if it does work out, the Panthers have enough savvy with Bill Zito and everybody else in the management and Brunette himself, who we still don't even know really if he wants to be a head coach, an assistant coach, go back to the front office. We have no idea on that because he hasn't said. I do have enough confidence in both sides that, you know, whatever they come to won't be an issue. I think they'll vet that out before that becomes an issue.
Steve Goldstein, it's a very important day. And like we say, it's not official. So we can't deem it that. But it looks like for all intents and purposes, Paul Maurice will be the new head coach for the Florida Panthers. And we will see what that brings for the Panthers next season. A very talented roster and a bit of an early exit in the playoffs. If I said to you, what is today for the Florida Panthers? Let's say it is official. What is today? It's a great day. It's what I mean? Like, what across the league, what does this hiring say?
Great question. It's kind of a put up or shut up day, I think, for you know, players that have been around. And look, they've been successful. These guys for 2 years have been great. And as disappointing as it was in the playoffs, they did win a round this year, which was a big step for them. Now, how do you get to that next step? And how do you do the things that we talked about after Tampa eliminated them of, you know, it's one thing to say the playoffs are different and you got to fight for every inch of the ice and, you know, and all those things. It's another thing to actually experience it. Now they've experienced it again. So I really think with a coach of his experience, his ability to run a bench, which he's excellent at, you know, as I told you, really smart guy, both hockey wise and otherwise, and a guy that's seen everything and has gotten the best out of many players over the years of his career. You know, it's kind of like a put up or shut up thing. And I think not necessarily from the franchise standpoint, but from the player standpoint. You know, you guys have been together now, and now you've been through it for a couple of years. You know, we thought last year was the big learning year against Tampa. Obviously, one more year was necessary as a learning year. Let's see what they do with this guy coaching them.
Steve Goldstein. Goldie, today is National Onion Rings Day. Are you an onion rings kind of guy?
I did not know that it was National Onion Rings Day, but it doesn't surprise me that you did, Hockman. you know, I don't go out of my way to order onion rings. Like, I'll never go, I really want onion rings now. I used to eat them often when I was a kid, when I went to Burger King a lot,
right,
back in Brooklyn. But if the onion rings are around, and it's an old school, like, onion loaf, like they used to serve at Tony Roma's. If you remember those, now that was delicious.
Was on my
like,
Mount
I'd
Rushmore.
Dive right in. Yeah, so if they're around, I eat them. Usually don't go out of my way to order them. That's where I kind of stand on the onion rings.
All right. You want to know my Mount Rushmore of onion rings? I tweeted it out this morning.
I do. Yeah.
It's the BK onion rings, Tony Roma's right. onion loaf.
Delicious.
The French's crispy fried onions on top of green bean casserole.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
These onion rings.
For a change, Hoffman, onions. We're not going to argue. We're not going to argue about this for a change.
And
I'm
number
with you.
Four, how about this? I've got 3 for 3 with Goldie. Number four, Funyuns.
Yeah, you know what? I can't argue with you.
Of course.
And usually we argue like cats and dogs.
I nailed it.
No blooming onion?
A lot of people responded on my Twitter with that. The awesome blossom, the blooming onion. You know, I've never had one.
Yeah. Hey, Crowder, you know what the blooming onion is?
What's
the Bloomin' Onion is in October, Texas Tech. Others receiving votes in the top 25. Why isn't Texas Tech always others receiving votes?
Well said.
Yes, they are. Yeah, every
the Miami Hurricanes basketball program up until they went to the Elite Eight.
Right.
Excellent. Well done. All right, Steve Goldstein, there you go. Thank you, Goldie, for jumping on with us and talking about the Panthers' impending hire.
Talk to you guys soon. Thanks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.